This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, July 10th. God's word to you today is, We Army. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua 23, verse 10, and it says, Each one of you will put to flight 1,000 of the enemy, for the Lord your God fights for you, just as he promised. Yesterday, I shared with you how God brought a great deliverance. There is a second part to that story, which I will share with you today. When demons are displaced, they go back to their headquarters to report about what disrupted their assignment. I did not know then what I know now. There were things I should have done afterwards that I did not do. So there was a collabo attack at me, and it was serious. I went to the hospital, and they said the bacteria count was one alarming rate. They gave me all sorts of antibiotics. When I got home, I told my wife that this one is spiritual, and we have to tackle it spiritually. I left home and went to a secluded place. I shut down for 3 days, and I returned fire for fire. After 3 days, I came out, did the test again, and everything gone. Glory be to God. In spiritual things, you must always respond to an attack. You must, no matter how small. If they come in one way, they will flee in 7 ways in Jesus' name. My grandmother would say, it is because of the leg of the elephant that you fight for the leg of the chicken. What that means is, if you do not fight for the leg of the chicken, when the community is sharing the leg of the elephant, they will not regard you. But when you fight for the leg of the chicken, when the leg of the elephant comes, your portion will be reserved. This is really important. Another thing you need to know is, I did not fight that battle alone. My wife was at home interceding for me. There was someone else that heaven literally stopped in his tracks and instructed to pray for me. He said he was driving out of his house to work, and the Holy Spirit said, go back to your room, and he went back to his room. Then the Holy Spirit said, lock the door, you're not going to work today. Can the Holy Spirit tell you that? Just wrestle with that. The Holy Spirit said, you are praying for Femi. And he was there from morning till evening, interceding. While I was in a secluded place engaging in spiritual warfare, God raised a believer to pray for me. What if I did not have that relationship? What if at that time of need, there is no one to stand to back and fight with you? The question is, are you that kind of person? Because you reap what you sow. May God make us people that will seek to please him more than him to please us. If you have been praying for people, at the time of your need, God will raise people to pray for you. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Father, let my life be used for your glory. To you I give all the praise. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.